Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue to share a few thoughts on the beauty, the simplicity, and the power of remembering the Lord's Supper and partaking of it. When we eat of the Lord's Supper, in a very real sense, we are coming out of this busy workaday world that we exist and live in. And through the power of the Blessed Holy Spirit, as we partake of communion, we experience a closeness and presence of Jesus Christ, getting alone with Him in the communion supper. Jesus said, He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He wanted us, when we took part of the communion, to remember Him and all that He did for us, His suffering, His death. He instituted this very important sacrament of the church just before He suffered and died. And as we do this, He will reveal His glory to us. He'll strengthen our faith. He will prepare us for all the battles that we go through daily, giving us the ability to live above our circumstances, not under them. The 23rd Psalm is a beautiful expression of the blessings we receive at the Lord's table. Let me just share that briefly. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." Do you need that, beloved? He's one who will restore it. "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Praise God. It is the word of Jesus which gives the Holy Communion power in our lives. Christ has commanded us to use bread and wine in this way and has declared His promise of communion with us, real, life-giving communion with Him. Only those who believe the words and promises of Jesus Christ pertaining to the Lord's Supper receive any blessings from partaking of this holy, blessed communion. I'd like to share a few verses from the Gospel of John that Jesus spoke. And as He spoke these, they were rather discomforting to a lot of the disciples that heard what He said. But He said, this is chapter 6. "But Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of heaven is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." And their response is, "Oh Lord, give us this bread forever." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I have said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." He said, "For I came down," verse 38, "from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." He said in verse 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, not that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And of course, verse 52, it says, What is he saying? How can this be possible? Then Jesus said unto them in verse 53, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And of course, many had a hard time receiving that. They murmured at it, and even turned to his disciples. He said, Doth this offend you? But Peter responded, he said, Who shall I go? He asked the disciples, Will you also go away? And Simon Peter answered, said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And so Jesus is the bread represented in the Old Testament, the nourishment of the physical body. But he was saying that in a very real way, Jesus and what he did institute through Holy Communion is very real nourishment to our spiritual body, if you will, our soul, our spirit, communion with him. And we have to believe the words and promises that Jesus gave to us. He said, Do it in remembrance of me. There are three reasons, if you will, that we should partake of the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, First of all, take, eat, do this in remembrance of me. This was a command of the Lord. He wanted us to remember him and his suffering and death and what he did for us. Secondly, Jesus said, He that eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. He abideth in me, and I in him. The promise of eternal life, eternal fellowship with him. And thirdly, by partaking of this communion, we experience the promises of his blessings and of his forgiveness in our lives. So, beloved, I've just shared a few thoughts, but it is a wonderful thing to, on a regular basis, remember the Lord as he commanded us. And as we look into the early churches, we go into the first few chapters of Acts, we see that the disciples took his command very seriously. Remember when the Holy Spirit was poured out, Peter preached his first sermon, if you will, to about 3,000 folks that were gathered in Jerusalem, and they asked Peter in verse 30, he said, Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And with many other words did he testify and exhorts, saying, Save yourself from this untoward or crooked generation. Then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And listen to this, verse 42, And they continued after that day steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, again speaking of the communion, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. Verse 46, And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Praise God. And so we see this was sort of a foundation stone, if you will, that, and of course Jesus is the rock of our salvation, right? That they continued and took very seriously the words which Jesus spoke to them in his final time with them. And then let's go on just a little further in the book of Acts. We'll go to the 19th chapter. And in that 19th chapter, we see that there were well, in verse 13, it talks about certain vagabond Jews, and they, as they were practicing exorcism, if you will, over those that had evil spirits. And we said, we adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them and overcame them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. So, we basically, you just can't go through, it has to be a real genuine experience you have with the Lord. And it says, this was known to the Jews and Greeks, those dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And so it says, and let me read in verse 18 and 20, and many that believed came and confessed and shewed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together, things of the occult, and they burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So, as the disciples did what Jesus commanded, they preached the word of God. People were convicted. They repented of their occult, magical practices. And it says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now, that's what we want to look at as we start tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me at that time. But in the moments that remain, I just want to thank you so much for your prayers. I want you to know I pray for my partners, my radio family, every day. And it is a privilege to pray for one another. Jesus said we were to ask the Father, and even though he knows what we need, there is a blessing, there's obedience, there is a fulfillment of his promises in our lives when we pray for one another. So I thank you in advance for your prayers, and I want you to know I pray for you. I invite you, if you have specific needs, please write and share them, or email using the mail or email your, if that's convenient for you. And if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. But I always will confirm receipt as well as pray. I love you and thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this time with you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,